11 o'clock hour of Wilde and Tausch, live from Steinhoffel's on the Beltline in Madison. Continues. K-Dog coming in.
K-Dog in the house.
K-Dog.
I love it when people come by. It's really fun. And it just adds another
great
layer.
Hat.
Because no one's coming by the basement studio.
Nope.
Cats, dogs.
Well, you got that hamster that you almost killed.
Well, and now we got a new one. Yeah.
The other one died? Why didn't you bring that up?
Hamster lifespans are not great.
What happened? Cat eat it?
No, just natural causes, unfortunately.
Did you get an autopsy on it?
We did not, but we do have quite a pet cemetery going in the far back of our
Law and Order Wildy's basement.
If you had to put, I know we're doing prize picks, you more or less, if I said 10 cats, Jesse, do you think it's more?
House right now?
In the house, yes.
I'm going to go less,
no.
But not by much.
I think it's more.
It is less.
Well, he's saying that because he's afraid he's
going
to get raided.
He's get in trouble less, legally.
Yeah.
Do we know what the actual number of allowable cats? Could you have a house full of cats?
No.
How do you? I mean, if
because
you take
did,
a.
Because I did, in fact, look up the.
What's the rule?
I believe it's three.
101 Dalmatians.
Just wait.
You can only
have three cats, even if you have a big house like you have.
Is it per capita?
It's
got to be per square foot.
I don't think
foot.
It's related to square footage, no.
For every bedroom?
Why would it not be square footage related?
Again, I don't know, but my understanding, usually, generally speaking, I would think we, for the number of cats we have, the normalcy of our residents is probably the anomaly for a house that has as many cats as we have. That's what I would say.
Okay.
In addition to the two dogs and the two hamsters. Time now! For the prize picks of the weekend.
And I just got my notification from Prize Picks. Flex Friday today. 60% boost today on your Flex Friday.
But that's
Friday
only for
selection.
Friday picks.
No, you can enter them for the weekend today. So take the advice we're going to offer here.
I always think
play
the
it.
Friday, just so we're on the same page, make sure you're accurate with this.
Yes.
Friday. You don't have to just pick Friday, because in the NBA season, you do.
No, it's different.
Okay.
It is different. So you can put the pick in. You have to do it before like 11 o'clock tonight.
Okay.
But it's good for you can pick the NFL games this weekend or the college games tomorrow.
Yep. One of the big problems I have is I want instant, like, I want to know I won or lost right away. So I don't like waiting 3 days. Like, I want to do it, boom, that day, and then I want to have – So then I'll occasionally do like a Friday night. And I'll boom, and then boom. So that's something that I got to work on myself.
For those that don't play, that would be interested in playing, what does the 60% boost mean?
So whatever your standard rate would be if you put $5 on your selection and the flex play, if you pick four, you would win $25. With the 60% boost, you would get 60% more than what that would be. So
sounds like a good opportunity.
Kind of depends on how many you pick. If you want to go for six for six or if you want to go three or four, it kind of changes depending on how many you want to put in there. So let's review some of these, see what we're on the same page about. Real projections courtesy of Prize Picks. Revenge game, Micah Parsons, more or less than 0.75 sacks.
More. I know they're going to try their best to limit what he – but there's just some of these games, and Jason asked me earlier in the week if it's – is he not really going to be more motivated, or is it the same? It's not. So they're going to put tight ends. They're going to do everything they can, but I just believe he's going to find a way to get Dak Prescott on the ground. I thought it would be more than one. I thought it would be 1.25. So if it's at 0.75, I feel pretty good. I'm going to go more.
I'm going to go more as well. He is not leaving this game without a sack.
All right. I like that one. Javonte
Williams.
But
he literally isn't going to leave. Like, he'll stay in the suite.
Stay in the suite.
He might just sleep in the suite.
This is for
Get
you,
his
Tausch.
Money's worth at least.
Charlie Checkdown, Dallas Cowboys. You've been talking this up all week. Javonte Williams, the running back for the Cowboys. More or less than 3.5 receptions, and that's got the little ghoulie guy next to it working up. You can go goblin.
The ghoulie guy.
The goblin for 1.5 is like a cupcake.
Who's their Who's their third down back?
I don't remember. Let me check. Sanders, I think it is.
Sanders, what's his number?
It's not Mel Turpin.
He wasn't listed.
Okay, so I needed it to be at 2.5 because I thought he'd get 3. 3.5 makes me a little scared because I don't know if he's out there on third down. I need to know who the third down back is because I believe that's where Charlie Checkdown really comes into play. But with that said, this is what this defense does, Dak is going to be very skittish on Sunday. That ball is going to come out of his hand. I'm going more, even with a ghoul.
You could work it up to 4.5 for even better odds if you like that.
The ghoulier guy.
Yeah. I think 4 is about where I feel comfortable.
Four Charlie checkdowns.
Oh, that'd be more than that Charlie checkdown. Just I don't know about the Javonte.
Yeah, I'm going to go less. Mm. I think Tausch makes a good point about who all they're going to have running out of their backfield and catching passes.
All right, I'll check while we continue here, see if any of the other guys. Blue is in the mix. Also
Blue.
Sanders.
Hey, we'll joins us on Wednesdays.
That's true. Yeah. That's true that Blue does.
This is fun.
Oh, I like
all
fun.
Of these guys have the same projection. Hmm. Romeo Doubs, Matthew Golden, Tucker Kraft. More or less than 42.5 receiving yards.
Ooh.
You like any of those?
Tucker for sure. Well, I said Golden's going to be the Steinhoff.
You did.
So Golden.
You got to go more there.
I'll go more on both.
I see, Jesse, because I know we're running behind, so we want to get the headlines coming up here. You skipped over Jordan Love more or less 228.5 passing yards. Do we believe that the Packers are when we're sitting here, well, not here on Monday because we won't be back at Steinhoffel's, but when we're talking on Monday, will we be sitting here discussing what a breakout offensive game it had been against the Dallas Cowboys scuffling off defense, or will we be going, boy, I mean, they won and they got some production offensively, but boy, we had a lot of lesses on our total passing yards, and like, I'm very curious to see what this game ends up actually looking like. Because I feel confident that they're not going to lose two in a row, but I'm leery of going big on any of these offensive numbers for the Packers.
24 points will be the line of whether or not we're going to be saying what you just said on either side of it. If it's less than 24, I think people are going to be like, we've got some issues. If it's more, I think people, even if it's 27, I think they'll say, okay, we're coming around because – now there's already going to be a lot of question marks about who's playing right tackle, who's playing
correct
left guard.
Right.
That is not like snap your fingers. Now, the good news is you ain't going against Malik and going against Miles. You're going against, I don't even know who, Kenny. Mm-hmm. If I'm Kenny, I want to make
sure. Jadeveon Clowney will be active.
Yeah. Is he?
Yep.
All right.
The Cowboys' defense is so bad.
Yeah,
Caleb
bad.
Williams looked like a world beater last week against that defense.
He got free hot dogs for everybody.
Yeah.
I'm going to go off the board.
Oh.
I'm going to take my guy Dontavion Wicks at 41.5.
Yeah, he's more. 1 yard less than the rest of the guys. 41.
Gives me a little more breathing room.
Sure does. Extended a little forward.
Yeah. You are a loyal Wixer.
I'm a believer. I don't know if he'll be doing it beyond 2026 for someone else instead of the Packers, but I still do believe in Dontavion Wicks. I also believe in your love of Prize Picks.
Football season is here, and I've got to tell you, Prize Picks has made every game a little bit more fun. Prize Picks is daily fantasy made simple. Pick more or less on at least two-player stat projections like Romeo Doubs, 42, Golden, 42, Tucker, 42. Jason's guy, Wicks, 41. You got them all. Jordan Love, 220. I love how quick and easy it is. You can set a lineup in less than a minute. And even if you do Friday, you get the 60% boost. There's always something to do with Prize Picks. They make it fun all season long. And withdrawals are fast and secure with Apple Pay, Venmo, and more. That's why millions of fans, including myself, are on America's number one fantasy sports app. So download the Prize Picks app today. Use that code WI to get $50 in lineups after you play that first $5 lineup. That's code WI. For $50 in lineups after you play your first $5 play. Prize Picks. It's good
to be right.
Yeah.
By the way, Miles Sanders and Blue both not on the board as of now, so okay. You might have to keep your eyes peeled for Sunday. They may pop up on Sunday.
But I want to get it in on Friday so I can get the little 60 piece.
Not listed on receptions or receiving yards as of now.
Okay.
Just wanted to give you the.
Does old boy have receiving yards, Javonte?
Yes. I'm sure you want me to tell you what it is now.
Why don't you tell me what that number is?
Take a second to find that for you. So here we go. Searching Prize Picks. You can search by game, which actually makes it really easy to navigate some of this stuff. And already, Javonte Williams, 18.5 receiving yards.
Oof. I'd have to think about that.
All that for a, I don't know.
I don't know.
Yeah. Yep. That's what it is.
We're live from Steinhoffel's. It's Wilde and Tausch.
Officially,
it's gonna be a great segment.
Yeah.
Time now for headlines.
Why are you hitting it? We've buried the lead,
but it's not all doom and gloom.
Yeah, I've read the headlines.
It's time to predict this week's headlines.
It's a good way to get back on the clock, though. If we don't have enough headlines for headlines. Tausch, how's your headline?
I think it's good. As you've known, we are doing more limerick style.
Limericky.
I'll be honest with you, I didn't know that it's 1-2-5. Rhymey, 3-4 rhymey.
You're more of an iambic pentameter guy.
I don't know what that means, but yes. So here we go. The Pack was stunned by the loss in week 3, and the best medicine is a trip to Big D. Micah attacks, leaves with 3 sacks. It's a 31-10 loss for Jerry.
Boy, that's really good.
That was your best one yet this season.
I thought last week.
Your delivery was really
great.
Oh,
you think it's better?
Well, it's
yeah.
Yeah. Well, I guess Rob wouldn't agree, but the more you do something and maybe you get better at things,
the
then you get paid more.
The more we pay you for your limericks, the better they'll be for poor Jerry. All right, Jesse, how's that headline?
I'm ready.
Packers win.
Close. Mic it up. Parsons Project perfection for Packers. Defense stifles Cowboys. 34-7 route on Sunday Night Football.
34-7.
That defense has been so good. Last week they only gave up the points because they were handed a short field and a disastrous end of game situation. The Cowboys, while they have an offense that can move the football, I think they're going to be extra shut down.
Stifled.
Thanks to the Packers defense wanting to come out strong for Micah Parsons, even though everyone's saying it's just another game this week. And the Cowboys' defense sucks. I think the Packers get out in front early in this game, have a commanding lead throughout, and Tausch can start the postgame show mid-third quarter.
Yo, I am going to be disappointed if we're not starting that postgame show by the at least 8-minute mark of the fourth quarter. Be disappointed.
And you do intend to actually – have you done that
We've
yet?
We've done it twice, and we've been well on.
But last week – Homer wanted
I did
to
not
start
know.
It. You saved us from an embarrassment.
Yeah, I think that's probably fair.
Because he was ready to do it, and that.
And by the way, he should have been right.
But he was. But he wasn't.
Yeah.
I would feel more comfortable about saying it's going to be a 34-7 blowout if they were playing in Green Bay. I don't know why.
Never lost in AT&T Stadium.
As I learned. The last time they lost at AT&T Stadium was in 2007 when Tausch was playing.
Except for that one time.
When it wasn't AT&T Stadium.
I am very curious to see. I don't need to fast forward. We got a lot going on this weekend, but I am very eager to see what Monday's show is like because my sneaking suspicion is that they're going to win in less than impressive fashion. It's going to result in some more questions about how good are they really. Oh, the defense is good, but that's the vibe I'm going in. Obviously, my vibes have been wrong many times over the years.
And by the way, I don't think that's a bad thing for this team moving forward if they do win in a blech way.
Yeah.
But if the offense struggles immensely, there'll be a heavy, heavy concern level by everybody, including Matt LaFleur. Because let me tell you something. They're watching that same film. They know.
And I would also say I have an apprehension about them being able to put up 34 points given their offensive.
They're going to get some short. They're going to get some short fields.
Yeah, sure. But and look, that's one area for all the flowers and bouquets we are throwing at the defense. And I asked Jeff Hafley about this yesterday. because he loves things that his team isn't, his guys aren't doing, because it gives them stuff to get after them about. They've got two takeaways in three games. And for a defense that has been preaching that constantly, we had the exciting little ball king story and everything else. They got no fumbles forced. They don't have anything to show for it. So it'll be interesting to see if Tausch is right and they get some short fields. That obviously makes things a bit easier to put up big numbers. But if they've got Darian Kennard at right tackle and Brant Banks and Donovan Jennings as the next men up on their offensive line, that could be problematic.
Sure.
All right, those are our headlines for some of us. Brought to you by UW Credit Union.
For every stage of life, UW Credit Union is here for every you. Proudly serving Wisconsin for over 90 years, are going to help you reach your financial goals. And you know what? Why would you want to join UW Credit Union? Well, because they keep their banking local. Member first service is fantastic, and they have great perks like early payday, but they are out in the community. They support Wisconsin and Bucky, that cute little rascal. How do you say no to that face? If you love Wisconsin like I do, you just can't pay with anything else. FanDuel will make you do crazy things, but this makes sense. You become a UW Credit Union member today. Get your Bucky card like I did. Federally insured by NCUA. Terms and conditions to apply.
We will get to Whoa Nelly coming up.
Where do these Coors Lights come from?
Oh, our buddy over here.
K-Dog brought those?
K-Dog. I don't know if I can say that, but K-Dog. He loves Coors Light like we love Coors Light.
I love Coors Light.
Did you crack that open?
No.
I think that was a sound effect from
Riley. Sounds good.
But it was really well
done. That's Friday.
It was right? It was so well executed that I actually started looking around.
I thought you had like a can down there.
Trying to figure out who opened it.
What a producer Riley is. What a job, Riles.
Yeah, the YouTube commenters want him full time. Tough day for me and the dwellers today.
Whoa, Nelly. So why not do Whoa, Nelly?
Yeah, that'll go well.
That's next. It's Wildy and Tausch. Jesse, I am curious.
What a week he's had, right? Johnny Viral, and he eats it up.
Yeah.
Some of us would be like, oh, that's kind of controversial. Jelly eats it up, and as long as it's not about him. Because when he did the Coors Light, he was very concerned.
Yeah, we didn't like that. Yeah.
He didn't like that, but when he can get Coach Alvarez under the lights.
In the hot water.
I mean, honestly, going back to last week, we went viral with your first pitch. So if we count that. And the Barry clip. And
something else.
Coach McCarthy with Mac at the volleyball game. Yeah. Yeah, this is a popular week for me.
So as long as somebody else looks bad or is in hot water, you would like to capitalize on that for your own viral game.
It seems as if.
That does appear to be a common theme among the three things.
It does. So kudos to you.
I feel dirty now.
You are filthy.
You are dirty.
This is the business you've chosen. You want to be a filth. And you're, it's working.
I don't want to be a filth.
I don't want to be a filth.
You're a filth monger. Well, this segment is yours. So do something stupid so you can go viral on your own behalf. It's time now for Whoa Nelly.
If the topic is good, the guys discuss.
Just the other morning, I had breakfast at Tracy Rocker's house. His mama brought out 15 flapjacks. He said, mama, take back 5 of them flapjacks. I got to stay hungry for the Crimson Tide.
But if it's not, the show must go on. It's time for
Whoa Nelly
on Wildy and Tausch.
I think in honor of Eleanor being part of this, I think we need to bring back Yerp or Nerp instead. Because I'm still mad that we killed that.
That failed miserably.
She had a great idea,
and
we poorly executed it.
I don't know.
Good coaches always take the blame, but it was her players that ruined it.
Mm-hmm. It was you guys. You didn't.
Right! I am taking ownership.
Okay, kudos to you.
Bring back Yerp or Nerp.
All right. Yerp or Nerp.
Wow, we're doing it right now.
You want the Milwaukee Brewers to play the Chicago Cubs in the NLDS.
Yerp. Yerp. Let's just slay all the dragons, man. It's dragon slaying season. You think Pat Murphy's scared? He's down there flipping pancakes, having a time of his life down there. He's ready to roll.
And if it's Craig Counsell and the Cubs, so be it. Their best, one of their best pitchers, I think, is hurt. What are we doing here?
I am a
embrace
very,
the fact. Yerp this thing.
I'm sorry,
up.
I thought you were done.
Plus, I don't.
Yerp this thing.
You
up.
Think these guys want to fly out to San Diego rather than take the train down, get on the train with Counsell down to get the what is it? The
Acela uniform.
The Acela Express down to Cubby Stadium.
The Hiawatha. I am a very big time NERP.
Yeah.
Let the Padres take out the Cubs. You don't remember when the Packers won the Super Bowl in 1996? You were a youngster then.
I don't really.
But you know who they didn't have to beat on the road to Super Bowl 31?
Who?
Cowboys. The Dallas Cowboys.
You know who they?
Did it make it any less sweet that they won the Super Bowl?
No.
No.
You want to know who all wanted to take the Cowboys out? Every one of those cats on that squad.
Right, but we're not on that squad. I just want them to. I would love for them to win a World Series.
Yeah, I'm with you on that.
Yeah,
but it would be even that much sweeter if they take out CC.
CC Sabathia's on the
Craig Counsell.
Come on,
Padres.
Chris Canty.
Chris Canty.
Another good CC. Yeah.
A lot of CCs.
All right. Whoa, Nelly.
Whoa, Nelly.
Watched some Thursday night football last night.
It's on Amazon.
My friend said the Arizona Cardinals jerseys looked like tortillas. Because they were kind of like that light brown. It was like the like desert looking, and they had like a red accent. They said they looked like tortillas.
We like tortillas.
Yeah.
Okay.
They were good looking jerseys.
So is that good or bad?
Yerp or NERP, Kyler Murray is good.
NERP. He stunk the whole game, right?
And then he led a big comeback in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, he's one of those. And
the kicker cost him.
I heard Canty say this morning, and I thought CC said this, and it was really good. It's golfing where you stink and you're over par, you're struggling, and then you hit some great three wood that comes out of your keister, and you're like, oh, I love this, man. I got to get back. That's what they did last night. Kyler Murray is the guy. He struggles, and then he'll pull something out of his keister, and it's like, oh, that's the thing we think, but we never get it on a consistent basis, but I got to get back. And that's Kyler Murray in a nutshell. I thought that was a great analogy.
I would say yerp to that analogy and nerp to that he's good. He's just good enough to keep you believing that he's good enough.
Don't stop believing, some would say.
You should stop believing, more likely.
Oh, yeah.
This is great. It's great to have yerp for nerp.
Yeah. Whoa, Nelly.
Eleanor was so interested in it, she left.
No, she's testing. She wants to test rest. She's looking for a new mattress.
There were some fun foosball tables back there.
And for $20 to Special Spaces Wisconsin, mm-hmm. and a $20 gift card, which I need to get lunch, by the way, when I'm leaving town.
Oh, great. We are flying out tomorrow for our scam vacation to Orlando.
Wait, no, you think you're flying out.
We are scheduled to fly out at 8 a.m. tomorrow morning.
Because all the people that took part in this are all flying standby.
Yerp
or
NERP?
Think at all? Do you remember the old? Do you remember the old deal where they got all these Washington at that point Redskin fans together, and it was a crime? They ended up getting all these criminals. They were given a ticket giveaway. And it ended up being a undercover sting operation to arrest people. Is there any chance this is – have you seen this? It is a fantastic deal.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
It was like a short 30 for 30. They had this whole deal where they got all these – they gave away all these tickets to the Redskins game in the 80s. And they piled all these people in a room, and they're like, okay, well, here's the deal. This is what it is. And then all of a sudden, FBI, the cops came in, everybody's arrested.
I just looked it up on Wikipedia, which is where I go for all my information. Operation Flagship, it was called. It's a sting operation jointly organized by the U.S. Marshals Service and the Metro Police Department in Washington, D.C., that resulted in the arrest of 101 wanted fugitives on December 15th, 1985.
Like, if I was you, I'd be thinking as I went in that airport, and if they say, hey, everybody, we're getting you into the lounge today. Everybody go up to the lounge, too. And if they do that, I think you guys probably need to think, hey, I'm going to head home. That's what I would recommend.
The fugitives voluntarily went to the Washington Convention Center, responding to an invitation sent by a fictional television company.
Was it called Groupon?
I think it was $150. You get to go anywhere in the world.
To claim two free tickets.
And all the food is included. What they didn't tell you, it's prison. But that's
Three hots and a cot.
Where are you staying in Orlando? It's some new hotel called the Penitentiary.
Sounds French.
That's a two-day stay. You get three hots and a cot.
I just have to tell you, that was a fantastic poll. For a guy that sometimes worries about his memory, you crushed that.
That was good. And I don't think it's completely. Do I think that's going to happen to you? I don't.
He's not a fugitive.
Don't know what is all going on. Everybody thinks they know. You thought I'm not going to go. I'm not going to go there. But you always think there's players. Oh, he's such a good guy. He's doing this. And next thing you know, they're arrested for 35 years. Stuff does happen that we don't know about.
It's a very extreme case.
So yerp or nerp, something will go wrong.
Jesse, for the trip.
Nerp, it's going to be a wonderful trip. You're going to come back with an Airbnb, and you're going to say, this guy wouldn't leave. I don't know what was going on.
I already did that trip 2 years ago.
No, nerp, it's going to be beautiful. It's going to be the time of your life.
I think in the best interest of the show,
I hope.
Yerp, all kinds of things are going
to happen. Now, safety, obviously, we want you to be safe.
We don't want anything bad to happen.
We hope that you have to do a three-day telethon on some timeshare? I think we kind of do.
I'm going to leave Riley all the keys to the show just in case I don't make it back.
You'll make it back, but I do wonder what – there's got to be a catch.
I talked to my dad for all of 4 minutes this morning on the phone, and he was able to sneak in. Hey, did you see there might be a hurricane coming? So we got that going for us.
You wonder why there's so many great deals down to Florida right now.
We've done a lot of fun things as we are into our 10th season. I am fascinated to see how this plays out for you.
Mystery vacation.
I could have never done this.
I love that you're doing it. And if it was a different point in my life, I'd do this in a heartbeat because it's fun. And it has the potential to be awesome or a complete and utter disaster. And that's a fun way to live sometimes.
If all goes well, I'll let you know how Epcot's doing this week. If not, I guess you'll hear otherwise.
Hey, everybody, we got this big group. Come on over to Epcot. Australia, like the old days back when they sent the British down there. It's going to be very similar. You have to wear British gear so everybody knows who the targets are. And we're going to put you in prison for 2 days.
I think Riley would like to draw our trivia winner now.
I think you would like me to draw our trivia winner right now.
That's true.
And our trivia winner is Sam in Milwaukee.
Congratulations.
Saminators. Sam is the big winner this week, and you can be a big winner at Hard Rock Casino Rockford before we get to Feel Good Friday painted by Holman Lindsay.
And the Hard Rock Casino Rockford features over 175,000 square feet of gaming and entertainment space, more than 1,300 slots, 50 live table games, a sports book, and a rock shop. And I don't know who I was talking to at that debacle of a JV game last night. They were talking about the Jordan. No, not the photographer for the other team. Jordan Love MVP. Jesse and I got in at a really good spot. Packers wins. We got in at a really good spot. You can, too. Down at the Hard Rock Casino, they have the great entertainment venue, 23,000 square feet, premium concert and event space. It's a premier entertainment destination just off of I-90 in Rockford, Illinois.
We wrap up the show and wrap up the week with Feel Good Friday painted by Holman Lindsay Paints. We'll do that next. Live from Steinhoffel's off the Beltline, it's Wilde and Tausch.
Born and raised under the rain and a western wind, felt the weight. Trying to live up to the say I am. Is it any wonder?
Feel Good Friday painted by Holman Lindsay Paints to wrap up the week and wrap up today's show at Steinhoffel's. Jesse, you said you got one. You better make it a good one.
Happy birthday to my mother-in-law, Carla, celebrating a birthday today. She says I never give her a proper shout-out when it comes to Mother's Day or any of the other holidays throughout the year. So this is my opportunity on a feel-good Friday. Coming down later today, we're going to hang out for a bit. Happy birthday
to tomorrow.
Hang
out with your mother-in-law?
For a little bit,
Will your wife be there, too?
She will be there. It's not a Hunter Vaughn situation. My wife will be there.
What do you mean it's not a Hunter Vaughn situation?
Hunter went to that movie with his mother-in-law.
Oh, yeah.
Was it the Superman movie?
Might have been, actually.
So was he wearing one of my oversized 3X shirts that I got?
Not at the time, I don't think. No. So happy birthday to my mother-in-law, Carla. Looking forward to celebrating later today.
All right. Happy birthday.
Well, we have a feel-good Friday for you that was way better than you spending time with your mother-in-law. It's my understanding that not only have you gone viral, but you also have earned a major award.
Is it a leg lamp?
What? It is not a leg lamp.
Oh, wow.
It is a Good Karma Brands Karmy Award.
Wow.
What the heck?
Congratulations to you.
What?
Last time I touched one of these, I broke it.
Were you Graham Mertz?
Yeah, actually. Cool. Thank you. Wow. Look at that. A little major award. This is heavier than I ever expected. Cool. Wow. That's awesome.
So unlike the 1.3 million views that you have taken credit for from Barry Alvarez, this you actually earned.
Woohoo!
And we congratulate you on your award.
Kudos to you, Jesse. And we give you a lot of grief, but you do
you deserve it.
You do deserve it, but you do a good job. And I don't even know what is that Karmy for. Is it the? I think it's a Hall of Fame Karmy, if I'm not mistaken.
I was inducted into the Intern Hall of Fame this year. So yes, I'm a Hall of Famer. So we'll have to update the intro to the show with Hall of Famer Jesse Nelson.
Who sure.
1.3 million views from the Barry Alvarez.
I'm pretty sure you'll do that. I feel fairly confident that you'll handle that.
So the question I have.
That's a nice trophy.
That's a really
it is a nice one.
So I have won. Aaron Rodgers won it for me, and I just happened to also get one. But when we were doing the Aaron Rodgers show, I got one, and it was the actual dog statue. Have we phased those out now, or is this a Hall of Fame specific hologram one? Because I haven't won one since.
I don't know.
This is your first one?
Yeah, that's the first one that I've.
So our show has never won one together.
No,
I don't know. I guess not.
We got to really up our game. Got our 10th anniversary coming up.
I would not submit the tape for today's show if we want to do that.
Well, I couldn't disagree with you more. I feel like the whole show was Hall of Fame worthy today.
The whole show?
I do, yeah.
I feel like we had a great team that got us on the air.
Absolutely.
Made sure everything worked out after maybe some rocky moments to start.
No.
Well, it wasn't even after the show started. It was very good once the show started. There were maybe a few issues before the show began, and we overcame them with our great team. Rachel was amazing.
I'll tell you what, I ain't going to play poker with Rachel. She's got the poker face, like nothing even. She did outside the door here, and we're like, oh, it'll all work out fine. And she's sitting there now. You can't tell if she's rattled or not.
I'm going to be honest with you. I saw Rachel in the early stages.
Was she rattled?
She was rattled.
Okay, so you do want to play. So you do want to play poker with her.
I'm not very good at poker. Right. It doesn't matter who I'm playing.
Fair enough.
Yeah. Maybe Sheep's Head. You'd be better off playing against her. Well, you would dominate her because you're so good at it.
One of the top in the world. Yeah.
Some breaking news from the NFL as we say goodbye.
Oh.
Rio de Janeiro will host an NFL regular season game next year. Road trip for our 10th anniversary?
No, I'm good.
They're not going to send us back.
Just wait. Can we get in on that Jesse deal?
We can 100, go for 150
bucks. $150
you spend a month. You got to spend a month there. It's in Rio de Janeiro.
And in a prison. But other than that, it'll be great.
And you have to wear an FBI tag. Other than that, it's perfect.
I'll see you guys Wednesday or maybe never.
Safe travels. Congratulations on your major award.
There is a legit chance we don't see Jesse for 2 weeks.
This might be it.
All those that have
won. Well, you got the award.
That's perfect. Yeah,
going out on top.
Thank you to Danny and everyone from Steinhoffels. They are always such great hosts for us. We love coming here. We will do it again later in the season or next year or whenever somebody opens the doors. That's it for us today. Have a great day. Take care. Be good.